Tigers are winners today here at Oberlin, 47-20, as Wittenberg wins another North Coast Athletic Conference championship, and by virtue of Kenyon's loss today, win the automatic bid from the conference into the NCAA postseason. Tigers head coach Joe Fincham with us here on the field, and coach, the offense started cranking it up pretty early in this game. You made some big plays. The defense helped you with a fumble return for a touchdown. And coming off of Oberlin's big win last week, I would think that's the best-case scenario to start fast against these guys.
Well, we had hoped that we were going to get a fast start, you know, like you said, with their game last week and, you know, riding emotion and getting into rhythm and things like that. Holy smokes, if they would have come out and maybe the tables would have been turned, could have been really tough for us.
Today, your defense did a phenomenal job making sure Oberlin never got a rushing attack going. They only had 13 yards rushing for the day. They had to throw a ton of passes, so making them one-dimensional was very big.
Well, anytime you can make an offense one-dimensional, it's a good thing. And we felt going into it that, you know, if we could force them, you know, to just throw the football, I mean, it was going to help us. I had no – in my wildest dreams, I didn't think they were going to throw it that many. I mean, I don't know how many times they threw it, but it was a bunch.
Your offense today not only got it going with the big passing plays, but you talk about balance all the time, and you were able to get that. Jimmy Danke goes for over 100 yards, and I thought that that was a big key in building up those 35 points you put on the board in the first half, keeping their defense on its heels a bit.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that we ran it tremendously consistent, but, you know, we hit bigger plays you know, it helped us. I mean, I thought we threw it pretty well, had more drops than what I cared to see. But, yeah, I'm not going to complain about the outcome. But, yeah, I think we're capable of playing a little bit better than what we did today.
Well, their defense came in tops in the conference in terms of total yardage allowed, and Clay Eaton was leading the nation in sacks. I didn't call his name very much on the broadcast, so you guys must have done a pretty good job up front.
He knocked us down once. You know, and you know, we spent a lot of time talking about him, and it was certainly out of respect because we think he's a very good football player. And I know our guys were excited to play against him. Aaron Cooling drew him for the majority of the ball game, and I know he was excited to have that challenge. So, I was pleased how we held up in that area.
To get this win and coupled with Kenyon's loss, as I said, you get the automatic bid into the playoffs. How nice is it to go into the selection show on Sunday waiting to see who you'll play as opposed to if you're going to play?
You know, it's funny. You go, if we would have had to wait till 6 o'clock tomorrow night, it would have just been absolute agony wondering if we were going to be in or not. But now it's absolute agony wondering who you're going to play and where you're going to play. But, yeah, there's no doubt we're excited that we're in. And, you know, hopefully we'll get a home football game. And our guys, obviously, of all the teams that are going to get in, everybody thinks that they deserve it. Yeah, I'm really happy for our coaches and our players. And, you know, there was a great group of Wittenberg people that made the trip today, and would have been really easy at one point in time during the season to just kind of ride it out. And our guys kept hammering at it and working at it. And I'm really pleased with them having this chance to have a playoff game at home.
One last thing. This is something I made mention of on the broadcast. You had to go on the road 6 times this year, and it doesn't matter who you are or who you're playing against. It's tougher when you have to go away from home. Your guys go 6-0 on the road, capping it off with a win today here at Oberlin. That says something, I think, about your guys and their ability to rise to the challenge on the road.
I've always felt that playing on the road is more about toughness than anything else, you know, and because you got to be able to run the ball, you got to be able to defend the run, especially when you're on the road, because of all the hard things that come with it. And and our guys took it as a challenge to be on the road as many times as we were. And like I said, I couldn't be happier or more proud of them right now.
Congratulations. We'll see you next week.
I'll be there, brother.